What's going on, man? This is Drizzy Drake, and you already know I'm rocking with one of my first supporters, man. One of my homeboys, close dogs, and the number one DJ in your town, man. You know what it is, DJ Simtex.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights. We've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me, I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man, and this what I'ma do till it's over, but it's far from over.
DJ Simtex, One Extra right now with one of the hottest artists in the game, tearing down the UK right now with my man Drake. What's going on, man?
I'm good, man, how are you?
I'm all good, it's good to hook up again, man.
I know, I think I drove by the park that we walked through that one time, remember that?
Yeah, that was nice, in the high park, man.
Nice. That was a good little chat we had that day, man.
That was like the first interview. That was before the album. That was just after like So Far Gone dropped. A lot's happened since then, right?
Yeah, life has changed a little bit.
Just a little.
A little bit, yeah.
Now, I was on the first date of the tour. I caught up with you in Glasgow.
Yeah.
And then you was walking up the stairs, and then I stood next to you. You didn't even clock. I was in
the zone, and then I looked, and I noticed a glimpse of your face, and it was love, you know. I had to hail you up, man.
You look like you were psyching yourself up, because it was like the first date of the tour, and you just like, I had to see you with the zone. I didn't even want to bother you. I wasn't trying to be like all over you. I was just like, yo. So, I mean, how does it feel 5 shows later? Because that first show, that was first date of the tour, so you might have felt the pressure, but how does it feel now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, one thing I did on this tour, which I was very deliberate about, was rehearse a lot. I really wanted to make sure that I didn't have any slip-ups. You know, I'd actually just come from San Jose, California, and done like a really terrible show. I had like one of my worst shows ever, just as far as being unprepared.
Right.
And so I was really, you know, I was hyped up to get to Scotland and prove something to myself. So going out there that first night, that's probably why I was just staring at the ground, going straight for the stage. I made a beeline for the stage, like I was ready, you know? 5 shows in, I feel great. I feel like I can make jokes up there. I feel like, you know, I can flip the mic around in my hand. I feel a little more comfortable, you know, 5 shows in.
Fully sold out. You just done your 3rd show in London.
Yeah.
Amazing response, yeah. You know, as it was on the first night, the second night. I mean, that must be a trip, right? Like.
Yeah, I mean, it's still, to do one night here would have been incredible, you know, to do 2 nights would have been incredible, but like 21,000 tickets later, it's like, to think we could have done O2, you know? We really could have played like a big stadium, you know, and they were asking me for a 4th night. You know, they said they could have sold out another night here. So it's just crazy, man. I mean, being from Toronto, I used to make this music. Like the music I'm performing, a lot of it I made like at 40's one-bedroom apartment or like in hotels across America, you know. And ironically enough, I'm recording my new album at the Dorchester. So it's kind of full circle, still recording in the hotel rooms. But it's just incredible to witness like the world, you know, singing this music. It's really something special.
So what influences are you picking up from the UK?
Man, I've been listening to a lot. I mean, I'm working very closely with Jamie from the XX.
Okay.
I love the XX, I'm a big XX fan. Love Jay Paul. Jay Paul's incredible. Florence is incredible. Sometimes I feel like throwing my hands up in the air, 'cause I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. You got the love I need to see me through. Dead Boy is ill. I know, I listen to like some remixes that he did. I mean, I'm like, you know, I've heard a lot of the mainstream records, like the Jesse J's, the Tiny Tempers, you know, all that stuff is really.
Any MCs you're feeling?
Wiley. I like Wiley a lot, you know. Yeah. Obviously, my favorite, I said this earlier today, but my favorite group of all time is the Streets, you know. So, gotta show love to the Streets always, man.
See, I reckon you're about an 8 or a 9. Maybe even 9.5 in 4 beers time. That blue top shop top you've got on is nice. Bit too much fake tan, no, but yeah, you score high. But there's just one little thing that's really, 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 really annoying me about you, you see. Yeah, like I said, you are really fit. But my gosh, don't you just know it?
But yeah, you know, there's a lot of, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Like, that's pretty much what this trip has solidified for me. Like, I'm going to come back. and spend my time here and really soak in the culture, because it's just so different from the North American way of life. Like, the things that plague my daily life, like the rumors and and the relationship.
Yo, there's rumors out here, man.
I know, but it seems like it's way less malicious. Right, it just doesn't seem like, you know, it seems like they love music. They're not trying to tear each other down, man. That's just depressing, man, in the U.S. Like, it's just depressing. It's like you've got a minority culture. You've got, like, black people, black music. And then you've got other black people that are using their voice and their job to, like, tear their fellow. It's just, like, it's so twisted, man. Like, and I'm realizing it now, like, how painful it really is, because I'm over here. I'm just, and maybe it's because I've been here for 4 days. I don't know. But, I mean, it's incredible to see, like, a culture that really just loves the music, man. That's really what I get out here, you know?
Semtex. One extra.
Go. Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did.
Getting ready, so I know we gon' be here a while. In the bathroom, flat irons and nail files. Spending hours in salons on your hairstyle. And in the mall, steady racking up the air miles. Hit the gym, step on the scale, stare at the number. You say you dropping 10 pounds, prepare.
I hear you been putting in the work, taking the women shopping and all of that.
That's not me. I bought some great things today.
Oh, Phil, where have you been?
I bought the first ever Winnie the Pooh books.
Okay.
Like the all four Winnie the Pooh books.
Right.
All four of them. Cost me a lot of pounds, man.
Serious?
Yeah, it was like, I probably could have bought like a small car for that or something.
Wow.
Some Winnie the Pooh books. You're just like,
I get it.
Winnie the Pooh is like super not hip hop.
I'm trying to tie it in somehow. Yeah, but it's like,
that's my influence, man. Winnie the Pooh on this next album.
Well, everybody wants to know when the next album's coming.
Me too. I'm just working, man. You know, it was a great thing, like Thank Me Later, you know, going platinum and just going gold in the UK, like, took a lot of pressure off of me as far as rushing projects. Like, you know, Thank Me Later was a rushed album. I didn't get to take the time that I wanted to on that record. You know, I rushed a lot of the songs and didn't have the, sonically, I didn't get to sit with the record and say, okay, well, maybe I should change this verse. Or maybe, it was like, once it was done, it was like, it's done. And that's why my new album is called Take Care, because I get to take my time and go around, you know. So it'll be out in 2011.
Kinda like that girl that's in the U.S. Open. I mean, I got this hidden agenda that you provoking. I got bath water that you could soak in. Things I could do with lotion. Don't need a towel, we could dry off in the covers. And when you think you like it, I promise you gon' love it. Yeah, when light's coming through the drapes and we're both yawning, I roll over and ask if I can hit it in the morning. Yeah, can I hit it in the
gonna see another collab with yourself and J. Cole?
I'd love to, man. You know, me and Cole have been vibing, man, enjoying Europe. You know, I think we're gonna go practice with the Man U football team on Wednesday. And kick the ball, and I'm sure that's done.
So you was at a Chelsea match. That upset a lot of people, by the way.
I know what the being at a Chelsea match.
Yeah.
I mean,
you might lose some fans.
I'm not faithful to a particular football team.
Right.
You know, but I do like Didier Drogba. I do like Ashley Cole. But true. I'm not really, you know, I don't walk around wearing a certain jersey. You know, I just like a lot of players. You know, I like Messi. I like a lot of players, man. I like football. I'm going to go check out Rooney and
training with Manu.
Rio. Yeah, I'm going to go train with him. I'm going to go, you know, because this rap thing can only last so long. So really, I figure I could really just go kick the ball around, see if I got like another talent, you know. Hopefully I won't hurt myself again.
How was your ride, baby?
It was great, Daddy.
Yeah, I like that. As long as you like that. Teamwork make the dream work.
For sure.
You feel me? We gonna get this money forever.
And ever.
I love you, baby.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you, baby.
You got anything else planned for the fans? Like any kind of mixtape treats, any freestyles or anything?
I heard this Rick Ross song today called The Transporter. It was like some of the best rapping I heard in a long time. And I told 40 that I'm gonna go to the hotel tonight and put out a song tonight. Just cause it made me be like, you know, I really wanted to go rap again.
Yeah.
And I've been touring for so long. that I haven't really put something out in a while. So yeah, I'm gonna put something out tonight. I'm gonna be jumping on different things, and I really take pride in pulling together a full project, though. You know, as much as I came up off of releasing song by song to the people, you know, I'm still very much for the people, but I love to give you like a full project to hear. You know, piece by piece is like, it's, I think it's sort of the internet and the method of releasing music is sort of devaluing it, because it's like people come up to me on the street like, man, when's that next album coming out? You might fall off. You need to drop right now. It's like, man, that just came out like 6 months ago. Yeah. You know, and it used to be like 4 years before you'd hear something new from an artist. So I'm just, you know, I want to take my time. I want to give people great music, and it's okay to wait a little bit, you know? I love the fans. I'll always be here. I'll always be here rapping. You know, I'm 24, so I got a couple years to go.
Before you make that football move.
Yeah, before Man U. Yeah, Man U, though, you know, I'm coming. Full sweatsuit on Wednesday.
Appreciate the fact that you know you put in the work and you're doing this, and it's also good to see the growth from
I gotta come back on Take Care. On Take Care, I'm gonna say it live so you could have it, you could hold me to it. Take Care, I'm gonna come back and I gotta rap on your show. We gotta do some rap.
Definitely. All right,
come back around the UK, you know, see if we could done the place one time.
Semtex on One Extra.
Semtex on One Extra.
Semtex on One Extra.
Semtex.